Palestinians in the cities of Jenin and Qalqilia took part in the funerals of two Palestinians killed by Israeli forces in separate occasions.
A unit of the Israeli Special Forces infiltrated the Jenin refugee camp and raided the house of an imprisoned Hamas leader, Jamal Abu Haidja. They raided the house and started firing on people in it, which led to the killing of Nafa Sadi and the injury of seven others.
The killing of two Palestinians by Israeli forces came during the same day that Chief Palestinian Negotiator Saeb Erekat stated that Ramallah is ready to extend the so-called peace talks with Israel until after the negotiation deadline, infuriating many Palestinians, even top members of the ruling party.
I say to the Palestinian negotiator, enough negotiations while Israeli violations such as arrests and assassinations are continuous. He should listen to the gun and to the resistance of the Jenin refugee camp and stop these ridiculous negotiations which allows the Israeli occupation to continue these violations.
According to residents of the Jenin refugee camp, Palestinian security forces have also raided homes and arrested members of Hamas and the Islamic Jihad in a policy called security cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority.
The most dangerous thing to happen in the Jenin refugee camp is that the same house that the martyr was killed in was raided several days ago by the Palestinian Authority forces.
When asked if his son was wanted by Israeli forces for political activism, Nafa's father said,
"He was wanted by the Palestinian Authority and they couldn't catch him, so the Israelis got him."
Israeli forces in the West Bank have killed over 28 Palestinians since the restart of negotiations between the Palestinian Authority and Israel. Palestinians participating in the funerals of two martyrs today in the West Bank have voiced their anger towards the Palestinian Authority for negotiating and cooperating with Tel Aviv in such circumstances. The mourners said that the PA should stop arresting Palestinian resistance fighters, since it is only them who dare to confront Israeli forces. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupy Jenin Refugee Camp.